WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 10 people shot outside Baltimore. One person died. No suspects in custody. Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough, though, says
we're utilizing all our resources, gathering up evidence, and that includes video evidence and other information that we have in this case.
The attack appears to be targeted at a particular people. First-degree murder and terrorism charges filed against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City a couple of weeks ago. In Madison, Wisconsin, and they are still searching for answers in the school shooting that left a teacher, a student, and the 15-year-old shooter dead.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes, the girl who committed the shootings, was a student at the Christian private school where it happened. The Fed wraps up its December meeting today and is expected to cut interest rates. This is ABC News. Federal officials are still trying to calm nerves about the drones spotted in the skies over the last few weeks in several states. Here's ABC's Whit Johnson.
Energy agencies knocking down an alarming theory linking drone sightings to a small amount of medical-grade radioactive material that was temporarily lost in transit. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection issuing a statement to ABC News saying the source has been located, repackaged, and sent to the manufacturer. And the National Nuclear Security Administration saying it does not employ drones for nuclear radiological detection missions.
A new wildfire breaking out about 50 miles east of Los Angeles overnight, forcing some evacuations. The Navy is thanking actor Tom Cruise. He has been awarded the Navy's highest civilian honor for outstanding contributions to the military. For his movie roles, Cruise played Navy fighter pilot Maverick in both gun movies, Top Gun movies, both credited with helping to boost recruitment. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The next New Wisco Weekend is all about the winter holidays. I'm Lisa Hale. Join Terry Barr and myself as we take a closer look at Solstice, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have some snow on the way tomorrow into tomorrow night. We could end up with 3 to 5, maybe even 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 30. Tonight, clouds will increase down to 12. Snow tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Just P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang will guest host, guiding us through how we can move forward with poetry.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A.M. The Zone.
Little Fleetwood Mac to help you open your eyes on a Wednesday. Come on in. I'm the fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee. This is the Midwest Farm Report on a Wednesday. If you open your eyes, don't be surprised if you see a little snow around some parts of Wisconsin. Madison area got a pretty good dusting overnight. Not enough to really cause issues, but you do want to exercise caution if you're going to be on those sidewalks or even coming up to an intersection this morning. Of course, we've got more weather details with Stu Muck in about 15 minutes. Can tell you that the forecast calls for sunny skies today. Highs around 29 with winds out of the northwest up to 15 miles an hour. Tonight down to 18. Tomorrow, more snow. Probably accumulations of snow tomorrow. Highs around 29. Friday, another chance of snow in the morning. Otherwise, daytime highs around 28. Well, on this Wednesday morning, we are going to be talking a little bit about details. We have to watch the details in Washington, D.C. Literally, time is running out on Congress passing a bill that keeps the government running. And this time around, it's going to include some farm funding. I've got as many details as we can provide this morning on the way. Stephanie Hoff is also going to join us this morning. You know, we hear a lot of stories at this time of the year on how many farms, quote unquote, air quotes here, have been lost in Wisconsin. She visits with somebody that's got a little different take on those lost farms. Not all of them necessarily sad stories. Stephanie Hoff bringing that story. Up next, Ben Jarbo going to get us back in the holiday spirit, talking about more details regarding our Christmas tree industry. That's up next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
The holiday season is upon us, and if you are looking for that perfect tree to brighten up your home this season, you're in luck, because the supply is great this year. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo, and I'm joined by Greg Hahn with the Wisconsin Christmas Tree Producers Association, and he's going to give you tips on how to keep your tree alive and green for as long as possible, as well as what to look for when you're looking for this Christmas staple. But first, he's going to give us some insight on why the supply is so good this year compared to the past few.
So tree numbers are great. We are getting caught up from the COVID years. COVID was phenomenal for the real Christmas tree industry. We were cutting everything that we could cut to supply the demand of everybody wanting to come out into the country and get away from the COVID and all of that. So finally, 4 years after, we're starting to catch up. We're starting to get some height back in the trees, and when you had to settle for a 7-foot tree, now you can get back up into the 8s and 9s. So we're excited as an industry to get a little bit caught up there and keep the demand going for live trees.
Yeah, and I know in years past the root rot has been an issue in the industry. Is that something that is going to stay in the past and hopefully not reemerge here for this year?
Right. Phytophthora is kind of always in the ground. The Phytophthora will come out in wet-lying areas. the nice part is the customers really don't have to worry about that. It's nothing that will kill your tree prematurely in your house. It doesn't affect needle retention at all. Phytophthora is in the soil as the tree is growing, and if you have that wet line area, it will actually kill the tree long before it even is an issue with the customer. So Phytophthora, also with bugs, we're lucky that the bugs are very controllable in Wisconsin just because of our colder winters, so pests usually aren't a concern. So we're excited for nice wet soil for the spring, so we had great growth, and we should have a great crop this year.
And in the past, we've had some years where the trees have been not as full. Are we expecting them to be more full this year and have more needles?
Yeah, you're right there. On those drought years, that tree has a hard time flushing up and growing some of the smaller branches to get it as dense as it needs. But again, back to the wonderful rainfall we've had this spring and summer, those trees really have popped back. The density is very, very full, and I think you'll have a nice green and very dense tree this year thanks to Mother Nature's rain.
And you're mentioning past few years with the COVID, the industry has been, it helped it. Is that something that you're thinking the demand is going to stay up for these real Christmas trees for this year?
Yeah, we're hoping so. Of course, labor rates are a little bit higher, so we're just like the food industry and, you know, fast food industry where people are wanting $15, $16, $17 an hour. So we're hoping to keep the tree prices at the same while also paying a fair wage for people. So I think that we can start compete with the fake trees that are almost three times the price. So demand should still be up for a live tree. Besides, with a live tree, you just get so much more smell. You get just that feeling that, you know, it flashes you back to older time Christmases. So those things are really in our favor. An activity where the whole family can come out to the country. You see the countryside. You kind of see where your tree is grown. Even if you go into a lot, you still, you know, get the fresh air and the family time together. So we have so much going for us as a real tree industry that those warm, fuzzy feelings are just nice that families can start having to kick off their holiday season.
When you're looking at selling trees, I know some places that sell out of state to southern states that can't grow these conifers. Do you know about how many they might be looking to send out, or are they looking to now keep more of their trees here for people?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers, but Wisconsin's always been number five in the nation of supplying Christmas trees. So since the late 60s, we've been shipping out trees. People just aren't quite as aware of it now with the internet and some of the data going around. We're a little bit more aware of how much are getting shipped out, but I don't know the exact numbers. But Wisconsin's always been very strong with shipping out of state into other states like Florida and Texas and some of the southern states that just can't grow a nice Fraser fir or balsam fir.
You were mentioning earlier, again, the trend. What was the trend before COVID, and has it gone up every year? Is it leveled out with COVID? Or
so, like I said before, the trend of putting a live tree in your house has grown actually before COVID. The younger families are into agri entertainment and agritourism, which is fantastic to show their kids where fruits and vegetables are grown, show their kids where Christmas trees are grown. So it was already trending up for us because of that generation wanting to come to farms. And now with COVID, it really spiked it because everybody wanted to get out of their house and get outside more. So COVID's really spiked it. And we've held on to strong sales since COVID. So now we're hoping with us catching up a little bit on tree production that we can keep strong with the tradition of putting a live tree in your house.
Is it looking like there's going to be a good range of differentials of height all the way from, like, you know, 4 foot all the way up to 10 plus foot for this year?
Since COVID, we cut a lot of trees down, so now we're starting to get that height back again. So, yeah, range of trees, they grow about a foot a year. They grow, a tree actually grows taller than a foot of year, but we go around and shape and cut that leader down a little bit so that the tree's density is good for a Christmas tree. So this year I had leaders that grew 2-3 feet, but we'll go along and cut them to a foot down so that we have good density and good shape on that tree. So we're finally catching up a little bit on that height because we have some years since the COVID times where we cut a few too many. So now it will be a great selection of trees.
And for people that are going to go out and look for their trees, what are some things they should look for in the tree to know whether it's going to be a good, hardy, healthy, full tree?
We should be looking for color. If you're going to go cut one down or even at a lot, anywhere that you go, you should really look for a good color if you have a dark tree. If you have any yellowing on the ends of the trees, you need to remember, though, too, that sometimes photosynthesis, because we're growing a denser tree, just can't go get into the center of the tree. So that center of the tree might have some yellow needles in it, but that's not because the tree is dead. It's just because light can't get into it because of the density of the tree. As an industry, we usually shake the trees, so you'll see most of those yellow needles will just shake out with it being handled. But you're looking for a good color, a good shape. You know, a lot of people ask me what the perfect tree is, and the perfect tree is the one that you fall in love with, the one that you want in your house.
People that are going out to get their trees this year, what's the best way for them to make sure the trees stay alive and last longer all the way through Christmas and even New Year's?
So our industry has changed over the last 20 years as far as trying to make sure that the customer knows that that tree needs water. Back in the Scotch pine era and the white pine era, they didn't need as much water. Now we are producing tree stands that hold a gallon, gallon and a half, 2 gallons of water so that you can keep them watered in your house. There are tree preservatives also that are now being added to the water that work. We sell a product called Forest Fresh here. That product is just a tablet that you put in your water. So a lot of people are buying those kind of things to keep them longer.
Han says that he feels there's nothing better during this Christmas season than having the experience and smell of a real Christmas tree in your home. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
What? You would talk like that.
Get
like that.
This. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Earl Ingram.
You might be affected by lead exposure and not even know it. On the next show, we'll talk about how to protect yourself with the campaign for lead-free water and flak.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Sitting on the streets, I'm not sure that he necessarily feels his worth this morning with the amount of snow that we've got out there and him having to be out there sitting in the truck this early.
Well, they had to be ready just in case.
Just in case. Somewhere there may be a donut calling his name, a cup of coffee or something like that. But yeah, like I said, it's pretty to look at. It doesn't look like it's anything that's threatening, but it is the beginning.
Well, yeah, it's the first little wave of activity, a little light snow reported all around the state. Not that big of a deal yet today, and that system is going to stay well off to our southeast. But we have had some snow. The radar not indicating anything over the state now. Some rain in the southern tip of Lake Michigan and more rain down in Indiana. We're watching the Alberta Clipper that's going to begin to slip our way right out of the Dakotas, passing just south of Wisconsin. And the forecast is, for the most part, brushing on snow. And the possibility that snow develops even late tonight in the west and north. And we'll be around for the day Thursday, lingering through Thursday night into early Friday in the south and eastern parts of Wisconsin. And we're talking about some measurable snow. Many locations, La Crosse, Mauston, up to Eau Claire, even in the 2 to 4 inch range, not out of the question. Park Falls getting a little heavier snow with some lake effect. And even along the lake shore, along the eastern side of Wisconsin, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, Outagamie, Brown County, O'Connell County, and up to the Door Peninsula, they're under a winter storm watch already. It starts 6 a.m. Thursday through noon on Friday. They're talking lake effect snows off Lake Michigan into that eastern part of Wisconsin. Could push us up 4, maybe 5, 6 inches of snow in some of those areas, certainly near the lake. Not a major concern for the entire state, but it does appear we get snow through Thursday and Thursday night. The winds do get a little bit stronger into the day Friday, so we're trying to clean up. There'll be some blowing and drifting and the like along with it, and the colder air starts to wrap in behind all of this. So with temperatures staying a little closer to normal today, Thursday, we start dropping cooler than normal Friday, even a little cooler for Saturday, and then moderating next week. Looks like we head back to that above normal level, so our snow cover may not stay with us, all of it, for a long time. I'll have forecast details right after this.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
So your brother from another mother, husband Buck, is in South Dakota at a pheasant hunting event. Buck does not hunt, but he is the shack mama cooking for everybody. And he said they were already getting snow yesterday. I'm guessing that was the leading edge of this, huh, Stu?
Yeah, that was the leading edge. They had a little light snow there. Nothing much for them today. For us, the Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update does call for more partly sunny skies. Some breaks in the clouds today. Still clouds around. And we'll be in the low 20s in the far northwest part of the state. Upper 20s, almost 30 in the south, with a northwest wind at 5 to 15. More clouds tonight, and we drop down into the teens, maybe a 20 in the south, a little snow in the west and north late tonight as winds become a little more northwest and even east for a time, 5 to 10. Tomorrow's the day, cloudy skies, snow falling in the state, a little on the breezy side. Again, in the mid and upper 20s, maybe a 30 in the south, and the southeast winds 5 to 15, gusting to 25, feeding some lake effect snow in eastern Wisconsin. Still some snow early Friday in the east and south. Maybe a little break in the cloud cover later in the day. I'd still expect PAMs to mid and upper 20s in the south and maybe upper teens far north on Friday. And winds gusting to 25, a little colder yet for Saturday.
All right. Well, Butch in Alto says no precip there. David in Burlington, just a slight dusting on the talk text line this morning, Stu. Thanks for the update.
You bet. Have a great day.
Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist with our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. The talk text line's open for you, 877-301-FARM. All brought to you courtesy of our friends at Compure Financial, your financial partners in agriculture and rural America. Go ahead, visit compure.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of, like, why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 10 people shot outside Baltimore. One person died. No suspects in custody. Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough, though, says
we're utilizing all our resources, gathering up evidence, and that includes video evidence and other information that we have in this case.
The attack appears to be targeted at a particular people. First-degree murder and terrorism charges filed against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City a couple of weeks ago. In Madison, Wisconsin, and they are still searching for answers in the school shooting that left a teacher, a student, and the 15-year-old shooter dead.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes, the girl who committed the shootings, was a student at the Christian private school where it happened. The Fed wraps up its December meeting today and is expected to cut interest rates. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, after reviewing Sunday night's win over the Seahawks, says he likes what he sees from the defense.
It's never going to be perfect. They hit us on two bounce schemes that, you know, they got big explosion plays on. Outside of that, I thought our run defense was really solid.
More Badgers leaving the football program. Wide receivers C.J. Williams and Will Pauling entering the transfer portal. That's three of the Badgers' top five receivers no longer with the team. In Las Vegas, the Bucks won the NBA Cup with a 97-81 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, but the Bucks did not break out the champagne provided by the league, saying they're not done yet. Giannis named the MVP. Damian Lillard had 23 points, though, and said winning the cup is significant.
To be back again, and then we end up playing against a younger team, a hungry team, a number one in the West. I just thought the way we played and how we was able to do it was what felt the best.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
Is there a Christmas song that makes you cringe every time you hear it? The Chipmunks, maybe? What about that Mariah Carey tune? We review the weirdest and most annoying holiday tunes of all time. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way. Tomorrow into tomorrow night, we could end up with 3 to 5, maybe even 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 30. Tonight, clouds will increase down to 12. Snow tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop holding my pants up because they would literally go down. And twice people stopped me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, your claws are full, but that would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for
oh,
you.
Oh, the wow. worst.
You would talk like that.
Like get that. Absolutely. This.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The first one.
You know, every morning when I try to put the show together, I find a little music that kind of keeps the momentum going. Sometimes the music really speaks to the time that it was published. That song by Dan Fogelberg was published in 1983. And I'll tell you what, 1983 was not a great time to be involved in production agriculture in Wisconsin or anywhere else for that matter. A lot of farms that went into foreclosure, a lot of farms that basically went out of business. Stephanie Hoff is going to step in this morning with a different perspective on those quote unquote, my air quotes, lost farms. Not all of the people that exit production agriculture have sad stories. We're going to take a look at that through the eyes of an author on this Wednesday morning. So today is the 18th day of December. Let me see. What can I tell you? Did you know on this day back in 1950, Lake Geneva was up to be a host, to be a site for a future Air Force Academy? Yeah. The U.S. Air Force came to Stone Manor on Lake Geneva's south shore and took a look at it as a possible headquarters for a future U.S. Air Force Academy. They liked it, but apparently they didn't like it enough. Eventually, they decided to locate that academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. But it started with a conversation on this day back in 1950. On this day in 1892, the Nutcracker made its debut in St. Petersburg, Russia. Two-part ballet. It was inspired by a German author. The music was put together by a famous Russian composer. It really didn't get a lot of good reviews, but now it's become a staple of the holiday season. The Nutcracker debuted on this day, 1892. A couple different birthdays. Happy birthday today to singer-actress Christina Aguilera, 44. Brad Pitt looking fine and foxy at 61, if it is just my opinion. And how many things hasn't he done? Steven Spielberg, 78 years young. And now you know. It's Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFESgroup.com. Remember, if you're looking at conducting an auction, you're ready to sell some things, or you need more information about some items on the website, call them 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group along with us. Even though we're pressing up on the major holidays now, Ashley, you guys remain super busy running across the countryside.
You know, we sure do. And this week is, you know, prime time for having an end of the year auction. There's 35 auctions company-wide just this week. Just a plethora of equipment. Of course, Thursday, we got the Wisconsin area sale on it. That's got some really nice hay tools, New Holland disc mine and a baler, a couple decent planters on there, some semi-trailers. So need to check that one out.
Not utility items. That's excellent. Again, and remember, folks, all the details for that consignment sale online at steffesgroup.com. And a reminder, if you hear the opportunity of a consignment sale in the future with Steffes, they make it easy. You don't have to go dragging things all over the place to be involved.
Yeah, truly. You know, whether it's one piece or a whole farm line, we definitely have a spot for your equipment. You know, we want to make sure we we show it in the best light, that we get the phone number on there so people can talk to you directly.
Excellent. Again, like we said, StephisGroup.com is the website, or call them if you're having trouble with anything, 800-726-8609. When you get through the end of this week then, Ashley, when we hit Christmas week, New Year's week, does it slow down a little bit, or is this the weather's making it pretty easy for a lot of folks.
Yes, that's the really nice thing. You know, there's been years where it's below zero this time already and stuff doesn't want to start in that. So we're very fortunate to have some nice weather this week.
Mm-hmm. So people just keep on rocking and rolling, trying to tuck everything in before we button up 2024, huh?
Yeah, and that's kind of the name of the game. So as this stuff gets selling, we're on the phone right away, send a truck as soon as possible when the roads dry off so we can get that baby home.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, the Steffes Group is a full-service operation. They'll help you not only sell it, but also try to get it moved. They've got special relationships all across the Midwest to get that done fast. Again, the website, steffesgroup.com, StefesGroup.com, or call them 800-726-8609. And do take a look at all the Wisconsin offerings that are going to be up and ready for sale tomorrow. Ashley Hune along with us from the Steffes Group.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You see the headlines all the time, consumers confused by food labels. Well, not if they shop at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here, asking you to take a closer look at the food labels at Bavaria Sausage. You know, they are working towards making sure when you take a look at whatever product they've got in the store, you know exactly what it is. They're using different colors. They're also making sure that there's a picture on that label to help you better understand the protein source that you're looking at. It's all about making sure they're combining the old world flavors, the artisan blends, and making sure that you understand when there's something new in the showcase, what is it and where did it come from? Simple information, easily understood. And of course, there's always someone there to answer your questions if you've got them. Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, located also online, BavariaSausage.com. Old recipes, new labels. Take a look.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Time is running out. Farm groups, commodity groups have their backs against the wall, and that's why a high-pressure lobbying effort is underway in Washington, D.C. right now by farm groups and ag lawmakers trying to get a last must-pass bill that averts a government shutdown to include some farm aid. Are we going to get a farm bill? No way. But we need some operating cash to get into the new calendar year. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the high-pressure tactics have paid off.
What you'll see reflected in this final package is of $10 billion, okay, to start that. In addition to that, the USDA moved some things around, and they've added $2 billion for specialty crops that they announced in late November. So help is on the way. We think we're giving them a big boost of relief at exactly the right time, in the nick of time, frankly. So there's always more to do. There's always more to do. But I think this is an important step for Congress. I think the people involved understand that. And it sends a signal to lenders and creditors that Congress will not abandon our food producers.
Speaker of the House, that's Mike Johnson talking about this last-minute breakthrough, a must-pass bill that averts a government shutdown and now includes farm aid. No, it is not what we had been hoping for. It's not the $15 to $20 billion that the American Farm Bureau had wanted, but it is a bit of aid. The stopgap bill also includes nationwide approval for year-round E15 sales. We'll keep you posted. If you want to follow along with that, MidwestFarmReport.com. We'll put up details when we've got it. And as always, sign up for our e-newsletter, and then you won't miss it at all. Speaking of those lost farms and that attitude about once they're gone, they're gone, Stephanie Hoff has got a special guest that's got a little different perspective on that in just a moment. All right. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning, not exactly excited about the stopgap measures in Washington, D.C. Even the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now only up about 70 points. Currently, our March corn's unchanged at 444. December next year, unchanged at 438. January soybeans are down 9 cents at 967. November new crop down 13 right now at 976. The wheat for March is basically unchanged at 544. July new crop is down a half at 561. Dairy had a pretty good day yesterday. Barrel cheese was up 5.5 at 178.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 3.75 at 186. The AA butter, 2 cents higher at 252 a pound. This morning, the January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 9 cents at 2042 a hundredweight. We were just talking about policy in Washington, D.C. and its impact on production agriculture. The new calendar year, the Trump administration 2.0, talking a lot about what's going to happen with border patrols, what's going to happen with deportation, and obviously that's an issue that agriculture is paying attention to. The threat of a blanket deportation of all undocumented immigrants really has agriculture nervous. Washington State Representative Dan Newhouse is paying very close attention to that. He says he understands the president's goals of making sure society is protected from those that are criminals and seen as a national security threat. But he says when it comes to a blanket deportation, he thinks that would be devastating to agriculture. And he stresses agriculture is ready to work with the administration on trying to find a way to legally bring critical foreign workers to the farm.
I've been saying for several years now, agriculture is, you know, the industry is fine if we are forced to utilize E-Verify and go through all of the other verification processes to make sure that the workforce is here legally. We want that. But at the same time, we need a legal source of workers. We have to have the employees to begin with.
That's Washington State Representative Dan Newhouse. So again, immigration reform, deportation, just another item or two that's on farmers' watch list for the new calendar year.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Wednesday's show, Civic Media's Terry Barr has another slice of Wisconsin for us, and Daryl Burnett will join us from the Automobile Gallery in downtown Green Bay.
And Noel Halverson joins us from NeighborWorks Green Bay to talk about housing challenges in our community.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Really tough all the way around. A lot of farms ended up tossing the towel in, either through foreclosure or just deciding that they'd had enough. Not all of those lost farms, though, are sad stories, as Stephanie Hoff learns.
If you're looking for another good read, Wisconsin Agriculture might have you covered. Brian Reisinger, who grew up in the dairy industry, just released a book called Land Rich, Cash Poor. It explores the changes in the farm economy through the lens of the generations of his own family farm.
We farm out here in Sauk County, our west of Madison, in the Spring Green area. My parents are Jim and Jean Reisinger. It's Reisinger Hilltop Farms, and a lot of people, I think, know us for dairy farming. My dad was a third-generation dairy farmer, and we still farm today, but we've since diversified. We sold our herd in 2021, but we raise heifers for other farms. We raise beef for consumers, and we raise a whole bunch of cash crops. So we've diversified and figuring out our path into the future, but a lot of people know us from the dairy industry, I think, over the decades.
And Brian, I've had the pleasure of visiting your family farm and seeing it firsthand. It really is a slice of heaven in the Driftless region. But Brian, between your busy schedule, what made you want to write a book?
Growing up on our farm, I knew I lived in a unique place. I knew I was very fortunate. We had a good middle class living. Farming is hard, but it was also something that had created a lot of prosperity and drove a lot of Wisconsin's economy. What I also saw, though, is the number of farms that were disappearing. And some of that is natural as folks make their own decisions and as farms get a little bigger as they need to do in our economy at times. But some of that was also driven by economic devastation and by social change and by what happened with technology that sometimes helped and sometimes needlessly hurt. There were a lot of things going on, but I didn't know what those were growing up. I just knew that our way of life was getting rarer. So as I became an adult and pursued my career in business journalism and then later in public policy, I thought, how can I marry these things? How can I marry that upbringing that I had with some of what I was learning about the economy to figure out what happened? And so about 2 years ago, although I'd been thinking about it a long time, about 2 years ago, I dove in deep on deciding that I was going to tell our family's four-generation fight from my great-grandfather escaping pre-World War I Europe to come here and make a better life all the way up through COVID and beyond. And I was going to weave that with what happened beneath the surface in the history of our American economy each decade to see if I could figure out why our farms were disappearing. And in the process, not just dwell on the fact that we have fewer farms, but talk about the challenges farmers face and try to figure out if there are some solutions so we can continue to have a strong farm sector in the future.
Brian, you said one of your goals for this book was to explore what led to farm numbers declining in America, but also the challenges and the opportunities that faced farmers then and face farmers now. Can you give us a sample of what you learned that we would find in your book?
Some of the things I want to make a note here, as many people who are in farming know, some of that industry consolidation is natural, as one farm does a little better than another, or as one farm family decides they need to get out and another farm family takes that as an opportunity to expand their acreage. So that stuff is natural to some degree, and I want to just acknowledge that. And there's a lot of farms that also get a little bigger because they need to support more than one generation. That's something farm families understand. A lot of the outside world doesn't know it. I just want to acknowledge that. But what I found beyond those kinds of somewhat natural forces were that the eras of economic devastation, the depression, the farm crisis, so much of it was preventable, or if not preventable, didn't have to be made worse. For instance, in the farm crisis, there was a lot of government fueling farm debt, and then suddenly the government changing interest rates, and that was needed maybe to help with inflation and the economy, but it meant that all that farm debt that had been encouraged was now a huge liability. So I found things like that. I found, you know, the shift of the population from rural to urban. as more and more farm kids went and found jobs in factories and other places in the city. Some of that was natural, again, but it also went so far that it meant that, you know, now we have succession challenges. And I'm honest in the book. I'm an example of that. You know, my mom and dad own the farm, and they're working with my sister to pass it along to her. Thankfully, she has more talent for cattle and crops than I did. I went and found a job off the farm, and I struggle with that because I was the first eldest son in four generations to not farm with my dad after growing up working on the farm, of course. But when I went to my career, you know, it was a change for me, and that was a really hard thing that I felt bad about. I always wondered what would we have done if I'd stuck around and farmed. Well, you know, I help out on the business side now. They do throw me in a tractor when I'm able to help out, and I help out in the farmyard, but my sister's taking over. I'm proud of that, but succession issues are also something that happened throughout the years. Then there's also technology, and technology has meant great advancements for farms, of course, and innovation, and it's been incredible. It's also the case that not enough of that technology has been what they call scale neutral, where it could work for big farms as well as medium and small farms. There's ways to do that. We didn't do enough of that in this country. So all these things kind of piled up, and it made the hard times harder and the good times not quite as good for too many farms in this country.
When you close the back cover of that book, you'll be left with some thought-provoking concepts. You can find the book today at your local bookstore or online. Brian Reisinger along with us, author of Land Rich, Cash Poor. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Mid.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's have a productive talk about the weather today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Eric Snodgrass is a total geek when it comes to weather. The Illinois-based meteorologist works for Nutrien Ag Solutions and spoke last week at the South Dakota Farmers Union State Convention.
Every single weather system that we deal with here in the Northern Plains isn't born here. It comes from some other source region. Usually that's either the Indian Ocean, north of the Himalayan Mountains, or Siberia. That's where your weather systems are born.
Snodgrass says if you bet your farm on a long-term weather forecast, you will likely lose. And he adds, good weather is a matter of opinion.
I'd like you to have a really nasty cold winter. Turns out your best growing seasons the next year are pretty darn good after those. I'd also like to dial up an April 4th blizzard. You are going to hate it, and then you're going to love it. April 4th blizzards are terrible on every bit of things we do here, especially on our cattle. But in April, when you get snow and it melts, you keep it.
Snodgrass says this past year has been a wild one for weather.
We had 24,000 separate reports of severe weather this year. We had 4 million acres hit by 1-inch diameter hail or larger. We had 1,700 tornadoes. This is the second busiest severe weather season on record. Every morning after a severe weather event, I'd wake up and I would see the markets trend down. I think that's all they saw was the rain that came out of these storms.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges filed in New York in the CEO killing.
The grand jury here in New York returned an indictment charging Luigi Mangione with first-degree murder in the death of Brian Thompson, reflecting a belief by the grand jury and by prosecutors that the killing was meant to evoke terrorism. There is a terrorism enhancement reflected in this charge, and District Attorney Alvin Bragg said it was meant to evoke terror, and he believes he can prove it once Mangione is returned here to New York and goes on trial.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. There was a vigil held last night for the student and teacher killed in Madison, Wisconsin this week. One of the factors in the school shooting is believed to be bullying the shooter, a 15-year-old girl at the school. Russia's security service has detained a suspect in the killing of that senior general outside an apartment building in Moscow. The suspect described as being an Uzbek citizen recruited by Ukrainian intelligence services. This is ABC News.